Oh, yeah, Teddy Nugent, Uncle Ted, Cat Scratch Fever on the Mountain Rock, Q94. Here it is. It's a Thursday. Time for your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to Gamalie, Arkansas, to the Bayou Resort right off Fout Road. Hey, good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. Happy Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, yeah, it is, and I'm drinking away.
Well, there you go. A little windy this morning.
It is a little windy. It's warm and windy.
Warm and windy. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it can make things tricky on the lake. But and we got some precipitation as well over the next few days, and that can kind of make things interesting. But up to this point, how the fisher people been doing on Lake Norfolk?
Fisher people been doing well. Another good week from all reports. It's just been really good. I don't care what you've been fishing for, whether it's a crappie or a largemouth or a white. Almost everybody has done very well. And some guys even use this wind to their advantage. If you get on a bank or close to a bank where the wind's blowing that bait fish in too, and they tend to school up in there. So you can use it to your advantage.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's looking like some showers and thunderstorms today. Rainfall amounts, though, a tenth to a quarter of an inch. So it's not like it's going to be a just toad strangler. High is going to be in the mid-70s. And so tonight we could see some scattered thunderstorms, 65 Friday as well, and 80 Friday nights when things could get really crazy, and 55, and then rain Saturday. 65, but the sun returns Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, it's typical spring pattern, sounds like to me.
Yeah, it is. So let's start with the crappie. What are the fisher people doing the good work on with the crappie?
Crappie bite, I'd say majority of them been live bait, but there's a few good Bobby Garland colors have been working really good, the salt and pepper, the purple. Mist, those colors been working really well this past week, and then they're not overly deep at all. I'd say more on the shallow side, 12-15 feet of water. I'm going to say the fish are in the 6-7 foot range down in there. Mm-hmm. So they're not very deep.
And then a lot of bass, a lot of largemouth, Kentucky, smallmouth. They've just been wailing on them.
Yeah. The bass bite's been really good, and the bait on that's been all over the place. I've had some guys using everything from like a gay blade. I've had guys using a jerk bait. It's all over the place on the largemouth, and I have guys fishing for crappie catching Kentuckys. Go figure. It's
now the whites. I've been seeing a lot of people catching white bass.
Oh my gosh! Anything shiny on the white bass? Anything? Castmaster swoon? Anything? A rooster tail? Anything shiny?
Mm-hmm.
It's been really good, and I mean some nice sized whites too. I mean, yeah. So the whites have been hitting really good this past week. It's not unusual for guys to get 10, 20 whites going out for several hours and coming back with a nice mess of fish for a fish fry or something. Those have been more typical days than not.
The hybrids have been kind of doing kind of the same thing, haven't they?
Yeah, hybrids and the striper. The bite's still on. Just depending on if they're hungry when you're out there or not, if they're feeding. Most everybody has got limits. It's only three, so... most everybody I've talked to got for striper fishing in the morning. They've got their limit. Each day. So that's been pretty good. And they're moving up this way. Have moved up in this area up here in the creeks and out here in the bayou, just off of the, not too far from the marina. So the bite's been good. Lake level, I think we're at 550.9. That's good shape, especially with the rains coming. It'll work out really good. Water clarity's really good, I think, for this time of year. So I think we're in good shape.
Yeah, for sure. It's, I mean, it's on, you know, top water for the stripers and hybrids early, and it's just going to get better.
Yeah, the top water bite's just starting, from what some of the guys have told me, and you get that little window in the morning right now, and it's just going to, you know, it'll expand over the next week or two, that top water bite, and boy, you can start throwing some of that. You can throw a stick bait. You can throw a whopper flopper. I mean, it'll be game on.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, I'm ready, and it's that time of year. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know a little bit more, maybe book a stay in one of the cabins, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Facebook page, a good way to drop us a line on there. And as always, our website, thebuyerresort.com. Or if you're in the area, just stop in, going to the lake or coming to the lake or coming back off the water. Stop in and say hi and let me know how you've done.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, Gary, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, have a good Thursday, and try to stay dry.
Right on. Thanks much. All right, Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort. And our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. We've got a weather forecast coming at you and some more rock and roll. Also, we've got a classic cover coming up. 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. West Plains, Thayer, Avon, Mountain Home, Arkansas.